I had walked accidentally into the street in 1979 and saw the work then.
Jenny Bowker is a Canberra quilter and textile artist.
I wasn't living in Cairo at that stage, but when I went back in 2005, I went straight there to find it because now I was a quilter and it made it much more relevant for me.
What did you see the first time that so entranced you?
Slanting light from a covered ceiling. It's one of the only areas where there's a covered street from the Mamluk era. And the slanting light was lighting up little shops all down the sides, which were brilliant and vivid and glowing, like brightly lit jewels in a dark setting. It was just the most amazing place.
Jenny had stumbled upon the Khan Kayamiya, the market of the tent makers. For centuries, the craftsmen working there have created highly decorative textiles, hand-stitched appliques in vibrant colours that were traditionally used to line tents or as screens to define spaces at weddings or funerals. In more recent years, though, the work has become less appreciated.
Upper-class Egyptians want French tapestries, lower-class Egyptians can't afford the work, and they buy printed fabric that looks like it instead, for the purposes for which it's used. And they were running out of market. Tourism has been non-existent since the revolutions particularly, but even when I was there, before that happened, I could see that they were not selling enough to keep the work live and prospering. And so I started taking exhibitions to places where I was working as a quilter and teaching. So they have been all over the world since then, to many, many countries.
On a recent morning in Canberra, three visiting Cairo tent makers shared their skills with local quilters.
They start a design by drawing a design onto a folded piece of paper. If anyone used to fold paper to cut out snowflakes, that's exactly what they do. First horizontal, then vertical, so they have a square, then in a diagonal, so they have an eighth of the work. And they draw the pattern just on that eighth, and then they prick through all the eight layers of paper with a sharp needle, so the holes go all the way through, and when they open it up, the design is transferred right across the paper. To transfer it onto a dark fabric, they spread that paper out and sprinkle it with baby powder and rub the baby powder through the holes.
So you can see the pattern?
So you can see the pattern in tiny dots all over the fabric, and then they join the dots with a white pencil if they're working on dark. They use charcoal to transfer onto a light fabric and then draw with ordinary graphite pencil.
The walls around the room are hung with examples of this exquisite work, fabric covered with intricate floral and geometric patterns in rich colours, crimson, sapphire blue, gold and deep green. Tent maker Ahmed Kamal says designs are often copied from old temples and mosques.
We have mosques in Cairo built 1,300 years ago and it have many shapes and many beautiful and traditional designs. So this is, tent makers are always taking very high copier for this. They have like mihrab, we say mihrab. It is somewhere in the mosque inside, which is the direction for Kaaba, and the prayers give this direction. It's a very, very beautiful gate, and they are using it to making a very good applique to remain the traditional taste of these mosques.
Why is it important for you to share this work?
We have workshops here, and we did exhibitions, but as well as we do a cultural exchange between all big countries, and we would love to send big greetings for Australia, especially because it was big encourage come from Jenny Bowker and her husband. It's as he was a diplomatic in Egypt, and they encouraged so much this industry, and really it's remaining hundreds of families keeping in life right now.